Russian hackers are at it again. According to an American cybersecurity company, military intelligence agents from Russia managed to hack into a Ukrainian gas company that's at the center of President Trump's impeachment. The World's Lydia Amanalidou has the story.
Area One is a cybersecurity company in California. Their entire mission is to stop phishing attacks. You know, the kind where people get a link in an email and they're tricked into handing over usernames and passwords. So a couple weeks ago on New Year's Day, researchers at Area One discovered a phishing attack that their CEO, Oren Falkowitz, says appeared to be coming from the Russian government.
Now, initially, we didn't think of it as anything particularly of interest. It's just, you know, there are a lot of these types of cyber attacks that happen every single day. But about a day or two later, you know, we noticed that all the companies being targeted were in the Ukraine. They were all oil and gas companies. And when we looked further, they were all subsidiaries of Burisma.
Remember Burisma from the impeachment story? It's the Ukrainian energy company at the center of the scandal. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, used to sit on Burisma's board. And last summer, Donald Trump asked Ukraine's president to announce an investigation into Burisma and the Bidens. Oren Falkowitz with Area One says the recent phishing attacks they discovered began in November when the impeachment story dominated the news in the U.S. Since then, he says the company has been able to link those attacks to the Russian military intelligence unit known as the GRU. That's the group U.S. officials say hacked and released the emails of Democrats in 2016.
You know, we have an expert team who follows Russian cyber activity and has developed the, you know, patterns and telltale signs of this activity and was able to correlate this specific attack not only to those patterns, but also to other ongoing campaigns being perpetrated by the Russian government.
Falkowitz says that his company has figured out that the phishing attacks against Burisma were successful. The Russians were able to trick employees into giving them their email passwords. As for what information they were after, what they got, and what, if anything, they plan to do with it, that's not clear at this point.
But we obviously do know that Russia has a history of hacking information and leaking it to damage a U.S. political candidate, because that's exactly what they did in 2016.
Jessica Brand is with the Alliance for Securing Democracy, and experts like her worry that we might see a repeat of the types of hack and leak campaigns we saw in 2016 when Russian hackers successfully targeted the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign using phishing attacks.
They stole information and they used that information by releasing it timed for maximum impact. One thing I worry about when I think about 2020 is the possibility of hacked material being manipulated. We know that at least one document that was leaked in 2016 was altered. And if the goal of these operations is to sow doubt and confusion, really what better way to do that?
So what are U.S. officials paying attention to at this point? Here's Shelby Pearson in a speech just today. She's the top intelligence official assigned to election security.
This is not a Russia-only problem. Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, non-state hacktivists all have opportunity, means, and potentially motive to come after the United States in the 2020 election to accomplish their goals.
The attack against Burisma, election security experts say, shows just how creative the culprits can get and just how many potential targets they have to choose from. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.
And one quick note, we reached out to Burisma, the Russian government, and the Biden campaign for this story, but did not hear back by airtime.